Welcome back. Here's the community updates on August 17th. An annual celebration of Mexican culture is back in downtown Grand Rapids next month, taking place for the community over 3 days at Calder Plaza. Hosted by the Mexican Heritage Association, Fiesta Mexicana will run September 10th through 12th and feature culturally themed music, food, and dancing. The celebration will be free and open to the public. In addition to entertainment activities, Fiesta Mexicana will serve as a space for community resources. Spectrum Health and Gentex will be present for on-site job interviews. Tables with representatives from the Kent District Library and local schools will also be available. More details about Fiesta Mexicana 2021 are available through the MHA's Facebook page. Efforts to improve curbside recycling and reduce contamination has earned Grand Rapids the City Resource Recycling Incorporated's 2021 Program of the Year Award. City crews collected over 7,000 tons of recyclables for more than 50,000 households in the most recent program year. More details about the city's recycling program are available on its website. The CDC has raised Kent County's risk level of COVID-19 infection from moderate to substantial. The agency is recommending people in risk designations of substantial or high to wear face coverings in indoor public spaces regardless of vaccination status. The Kent County Health Department says that while COVID-19 vaccine cannot prevent 100% of infections, it does prevent many of them. It also says infections among vaccinated people are less severe than those who have not been vaccinated. Weekly cases and test positivity rates for the virus in Kent County are viewable through the KCHD's data dashboard. The Rapidian encourages local residents to share their own stories related to civic, economic, and public health developments in the Grand Rapids area on the Rapidian's platform. Check out this week's featured article on the Rapidian's homepage and to get started as a community reporter by visiting the rapidian.org/write. This video is supported by the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, the Lowell Arts Center, and the National Endowment for the Arts. This update is brought to you by the Rapidian, GRTV, and the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Take care.